we are going to talk about veganism.
Yes.
Back on the wellness topic, as we just were. Sean is, he lived a life of a vegan for a long time. Seth is a vegan. Delaney, half her family's vegan. And Rupert would like to be a vegan. I think that's how it goes. I'm a vegetarian. Okay, vegan life. How was it for you? Why did you stop being a vegan, Sean?
It was mostly with my partner at the time. She was vegan, and I don't want to say it as if like I was doing it like just to please her, obviously. But
you were.
Oh, it was right for the situation, I guess. So whenever I was with her, we ate vegan. It was definitely interesting. I don't know. I hadn't really even considered that. And I don't know, going through finding all these new, like, not new, like, food types, but, like, I hadn't tried, like, tofu, for example. And I don't know if my experience of having it was necessarily the best because I just ate it as is.
Ooh.
What? You just got tofu out of it?
Cold.
Yeah.
Just golden rocks.
Are you serious? Yeah. Did you cook it?
Nope.
You just ate the tofu? No, I mean, I do that sometimes, like, if I'm really can't be bothered to, like,
what?
Prepare it.
That's so lazy. It's so easy. Just chuck some soy sauce on it and fry it up.
It's the sponge of food. Anyway. Continue.
Yeah. But so I ate it as it was, which I've now realized probably not the greatest thing to do. But yeah, that was my, I guess, experience with it for a couple months. But I don't know. It didn't particularly stick with me. It's not like I'm not sympathetic to the causes that it's trying to promote. But, yeah, it's just not stuck with me, I guess.
Okay. But, Seth, how long have you been vegan?
Coming up on 5 years, I think, now
okay.
at this point.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And how long have you wanted to be vegan for?
I think I'm a bad person, basically, at the core. I believe that vegans are right about everything, and I agree with them about everything, but I am too selfish and lazy to institute it. So I found a compromise. I don't eat red meat anymore, which is not... I don't think it's good. I'm still a selfish person. I'm still killing things for the sake of my own... enjoyment, but you know, I've never been, you know, the whole stereotype about vegans being annoying. I've always felt, and like talking about, how could you not talk about this? If you believe that there's a case to be made, I reckon, that like the industrial slaughter of animals is like the greatest source of suffering on the planet. How could you just keep quiet about that if you believe that? So I respect the loud vegans. Maybe it's good for me to say that as someone who eats meat.
I respect the non-vegans who admit that they're wrong. And it's just too self.
Yeah.
Like, it's always so annoying when they're like, oh, like they try to like come up with like a half-baked argument. I respect it though if you're just like, no, I'm just a terrible person.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get there. It's a work in progress. I'm like halfway. I stopped eating eggs too, so I'm kind of like halfway there.
I find it hard to be vegan. I can give up everything but eggs. Because it's just so easy. It's just such an easy meal. And when you're really hungry and it's like, oh, just, you know, a fried egg or a scrambled egg. It's just an easy option. I mean, it's easy to fry up some tofu and have scrambled tofu or, you know. But eggs are they're protein and they're easy.
What about Seth? Did you struggle to give anything up or was it pretty easy?
I mean, I guess, but like, I don't know, I just willed through it. It was kind of tough though. I do love food. It was probably dairy was the biggest, like, hardest thing to give up. Like, I used to be one of those weird people that just like drinks milk. I know not a lot of people do that anymore. And also cheese and stuff, but that was probably the hard. Eggs, not so much. I don't really care about losing eggs.
And do you drink alternate milk now or you just don't drink?
Yeah, no, milk? Well, I mainly just don't drink milk now, but yeah, I do have like, my trusty soy milk that I can have if I need to, you know.
Uh-huh. What about you, Delaney?
I was going to ask, what about cheese? Because vegan cheese is whack.
Yeah, it sucks and it doesn't melt no matter how much you put it in the oven for.
I really don't agree with these fake products. And I hate going to a restaurant that has vegan chicken or vegan duck. To me, that does not make it an attractive place to eat. And to buy, you don't even know what's in that cheese that you buy. And it's so expensive. Yeah. Like, you know, we talk about cost of living and you say, oh, well, become a vegan. But don't buy that crap, because it's probably chemicals and it's just, yeah. Mm-hmm. So actually, some of it tastes quite good.
Yeah, yeah. It's but it's
expensive.
Definitely processed. It's definitely better to go for the non-processed stuff when you can.
Have you tried it though? Have you tried some of the fake? I agree with you. The list of ingredients is insane. It's all just chemicals. But I tried like the Impossible Whopper at Hungry Jack's, which is not real meat, but it's like hyper processed, whatever to taste like. And it was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
My dog would not eat the patty though, curiously. He knew it.
I find it funny, interesting, when you first go to these places that have vegan pies or, you know, the soul burger at one stage. And the first time you go there, they're like, wow, these are really great. And then the second and third time you go, it's like, hang on, what was I thinking the first time? Or did they change? Because it really went downhill. And the same with there's a pie place in Bondi. And the first time I had it, it was like, oh, well, this is fabulous. And then the second time, it was like, no,
I think it's just the initial shock.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of felt that the first time I had, like, the Impossible, like, Whopper. I was like, wow, it's actually really good. And then the next time, like, I still liked it, but I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I was hyping it up a bit much because I was surprised that it actually tastes like meat, but it's nothing special.
Yeah, but I don't even want to have anything that tastes like meat. Like for me,
right? You don't want substitution at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah, do you just not like meat in the first place?
Because I haven't eaten it for so long, I don't crave it and I don't need it. So it's just why would I want to have something that tastes like it?
I'm partial to some meat substitutes. It brings me back to my childhood.
Ah, okay.
So Seth, do you like to like imitate? Like with mushrooms or like tofu?
Yeah, for sure. My brother always does them. Like, I don't understand why like vegans make like fake meat. Like, you know, like, isn't that the whole point? I'm like, no, it's not. Like, if I could, I would eat meat, but I just like can't, you know.
Like ethically.
Yeah. Like, it's not that I don't like the taste, you know.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about veganism and Sean.
Yes.
Is there a big switch financially to being a vegan, in your opinion?
You were touching on it before. I think I was doing some research. There's some products are sort of around the same price. I was looking. I saw there was the 1 liter milk. There was basically double the price for oat milk alternative. And there was a bunch of articles that I read or whatever that people were vegan, wanted to be vegan, but they either couldn't or had to stop because of the financial strains that came with it.
Well, I think they just probably need to educate themselves, because there's some apps, and you go to the apps for Woolworths and Coles, because if that's where you buy your oat milk, and you just buy them when they're half price. I always do that because I hate paying $3.30 for a litre of oat milk. So I wait till they go half price and I buy 10. Okay. And then you buy 10 and then you store them, and then it's like almost running out. Let's see who's got them on special. They've always got them on special. So it's either Woolworths or Coles. So you just go between them. And I just think veganism is such a cheap way to eat if you do it right. You don't go and buy those expensive fake stuff, and you buy your tofus and your tempehs and your lentils and your beans, and you buy them dried. You don't buy them in a can, and you soak them and you cook them, and it's such a cost effective way of living.
I don't know, maybe a bunch of these people who were on the articles are just performative, I guess, to get on the articles.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know how to cook. You know, they really don't know how to cook, and therefore their idea of cooking is to buy something ready made and they heat it up. I mean, you can go to the freezer department or the fridge department and buy a ready made meal in these supermarkets. I mean, are they good? I don't know. I've never tried, but they're going to be expensive.
But you could also get like already made vegetarian options. Like, there are freezer friendly.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
People that have no capability at all.
Yeah, but you know, there's like so much out there on. If you don't know how to cook, there is so many resources now. You can either get a cookbook from your library free. Okay, you can look on, YouTube and find out how to cook. I mean, I don't understand why people say they can't cook.
You can ask a robot to guide you through the steps at this point. Like,
yeah.
You can, I'm not a good cook, but with AI, I'm an okay cook.
You're a great cook.
Because we were talking about that, weren't we? Like meal planning with AI.
Yes.
And you were like, this is stupid. But I was like, well, I don't care about meal planning. I'm bored by it and I want to eat healthy. So to me, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially in the context of things like veganism and learning how to cook that way.
Yeah. I mean, and when before I became vegetarian, well, at the time, you know, we bought a cookbook and I just went through the cookbook. But that was a cookbook in the 80s and there wasn't a lot of thoughts on protein. But there was a lot of cheese, but there was no tofu, or there was a bit of pulses, it wasn't until I did a lot more investigation then you start producing really good meals and just easy meals, like, you know, tofu is so easy.